Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I'm Jen, and it's so funny. I was looking at your face, and I was like, I guarantee she's going to give two hellos. I don't know why. I just knew it. It's like we have a psychic connection, Jess.
Whoa, it's almost like we do have a psychic connection. I know we do.
Of course we do.
I know we do.
How you been?
Even on this squadcast, Zoom screen, whatever it is called.
I know, but I feel like I can sometimes read your minds. And I know this week's been busy, so I've been thinking about you.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy week. I'm going to fill you guys in. Jen knows what's up.
I don't know all the way because I know you had to go to the vet.
Yeah, so I've been at the vet a couple times. Things are not good. If you follow my personal account, I'm not putting a ton of I'm not like oversharing like daily updates or anything. But if you do follow my personal account or my cat Janetta Lionheart's account.
Or you've listened to this podcast with two sets of ears for 4 years. No, you know all about Janetta.
Yeah, you know Janetta Lionheart. So she's taken a really bad turn. And I don't want to go into this too long because I know that not everyone is like really understands like the pet guardian connection. So if you don't, just like hang in there for like 45 seconds. But if you do, you know that this really sucks. So she's been my pet since she was 8 years old. We got her and she's now going to be 14 next month. 14, I realize, is old, but cats can last like till they're 20. So I thought, I really just felt in my heart that she was going to be one of those cats. Talk about psychic connections. I mean, we can talk about this like another time. But I had a psychic moment with her the week that she got sick. I knew that something was going on. And it wasn't bodily. It was spiritually. And the next day, she got so sick 5 times. And we took her to the vet. They gave her some medicine. They said, if you really want to be sure... By the way, if you live in New York and Manhattan, West Chelsea Vet is amazing. Like, she's been going there for a while, but they were like, if you really want to be sure, take her in for an ultrasound. And we were like, should we do that? And then we like decided, yes, like, let's invest the money just to be sure. And We did, and I did not expect them to say that she has a very large cancer in her stomach that cannot be removed because it's wrapped up in vital tissue. And even if she were like a five-year-old, like little bruiser, they could not get the cancer out just because of where it is. So she's just unlucky. So I will speed it up. Basically, she's not going to get better. She is on steroids and appetite stimulants. And right now, like she is right next to me, sleeping, curled up. She's spending a lot of time with me, which is amazing, but she's sleeping most of the time. And she's nibbling.
And your vet assured you the medicine they're giving her is like keeping her comfy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question.
Because I know that was like, I keep thinking about that too. Like I ever since Lake came around, I was like, oh, I'm sure her personality was a little different, but like clearly she was sick and you didn't realize it until just now.
I don't know when the cancer started. I would love to know. Like obviously I'm asking myself a million questions and she is like, I have a really serious, like deep connection with her. This isn't just like, oh, my sweet little funky cat. Like she's crazy. No, like she's like my best friend and this is horrible and I'm keeping it together on the podcast because I don't want to like weird you guys out, but this is really upsetting for me.
No, I think people want to know what's going on in our lives. So, and I know it's been a big part of your life this last.
I'm going to be like, I always said to Jeff, like Jeff is like, oh, like save me a spot. Like when she passes, like we would like joke about it. I was like, you know, I'm going to need like a month off of work and I'm going to.
You've said that like literally 6 months ago, we were talking about her and like, when she passes the rainbow connection or something.
The rainbow bridge. Yeah. It's where the animals go to wait for their owners when,
We're thinking about you, all the listeners, you and her.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone who sent me a nice note, because some people have. She's a tough gal. She's a tough gal. But on a more like, you know,
how'd you cheer yourself up,
Jeff? I cheered myself. That's really funny, Jen. I cheered myself up by going to Dr. Paul Jared Frank's office for just a little freshening up. my face was really sunken and gross and like mottled from like days and days of crying. So I got freshened up with some Fraxel. I've never.
Wait, can I just like rewind in time and like have someone land here from the 1800s and say, oh, you were not feeling well, so you went and let someone blast your face with a laser? Cool. It sounds ridiculous.
A laser that required not 10 minutes, not 15 minutes, but 1 hour of numbing. And he said, do you want the drugs? And I said, what will the drugs do? I have to work very hard today. This was early this morning. I was like,
no, you don't want to take value.
No, I said, I have to move three stories. And he was like, it's like drinking two glasses of wine. And I was like, no, I do not want the drugs.
But you were fine with an hour of the numbing.
Yeah, it was great. Right? It was great. It wasn't comfortable, but it was fine. So I got.
You already are looking brighter. I have to.
I got Fraxel. I've never gotten Fraxel. I've been afraid to get Fraxel. I chickened out last year, and then obviously got pregnant. So Fraxel is a no-no, or at least I think. I don't think. I didn't double check the doctor, but I don't think any doctor would be doing Fraxel on me.
No, not while you're pregnant.
Oh yeah, because you need the anesthesia.
Are you sandpapery yet? No, you don't need anesthesia.
I'm sorry. I don't mean anesthesia. Sorry. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Goldstein.
So be prepared. It'll like you don't have the sunburn, but I bet you tomorrow it's going to look like you went skiing or sunburn or windburn for like a week.
Yeah.
And then
what happens?
You will be bright and beautiful.
Because Jen, you got it before your wedding.
I got it right before my wedding.
You looked awesome.
I actually was surprised because I had like one of the like clear and brights before.
Clear and brilliant.
And they call it like the baby Fraxel sort of. And that didn't do nearly as much, but the Fraxel, woo-wee. You like blasting yourself a new face.
But I have heavily freckled skin and you don't. So
it's not going to pull off your freckles, but it's more than that. You just get like this weird plumpness all over and this glowiness and then just like a smoothing. It's like an all over everything. So I think you'll still have your freckles, but like, you know, when your skin looks clarified.
Yeah.
Even with freckles.
Yeah, he did say to me like before the Fraxel, he was like, you're a freckly gal. He was like, this isn't gonna like, I think he was like managing my expectations. So,
but I like your freckles. I'm glad they won't go away.
Yeah, so they're here.
Well, I'm glad that sort of boosted your mood a little bit. You know what else is gonna boost your mood?
What's up?
This episode.
So what are we talking about?
Okay. We're gonna talk about the beauty news, of course. And then everybody's mood booster, tranexamic acid.
Oh, yeah, great.
No, this is a new ingredient that I've been hearing more and more about. And I did some research. We're going to talk about it. It's a skin brightener.
Okay.
So there you go on that note. And then the future of modeling.
Okay, no.
What does it all mean?
I'm very excited about this topic. Very excited. Okay. Stay tuned.
So on that note, let's do the show. Dun, 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 dun. I sat back and let you do the news last week, and I was like excited to do it again this week.
Okay.
I feel like it's like, you know, you pass the torch. All right, you ready? Let's get the business stuff out of the way. It's kind of boring, but it's important to our business.
It's Sephora, kind of boring.
You know, like the B2B, the trade talk.
Yeah.
Sephora has a new president as of September 14th. Martin Brook, a former Starbucks executive, is replacing Chris De La Puente. We've been talking about a lot of structural changes at beauty companies. This one is not because the company is doing super poorly, as is usual the case with changes in leadership. This guy has been in charge for 10 years, and sales actually tripled during that time.
Oh, damn.
So new president on the way. We'll see what that means for Sephora, a huge global company owned by LVMH. Okay, this is a U.S. launch alert. I've been keeping my eye on this product because it's never been available in the States, but I see people write about it online. The Ordinary, you know, the skincare brand owned by under the Deciem umbrella, has foundation color products, which I don't think a lot of people in the States know. They've been around for 7 years. They're finally going to be available, and they decided to partner with Ulta to make them available. So there's two formulas, and there's 21 shades. And this is why I think it's a cult favorite, is $6.70 for this foundation. So I already bought the serum version on Ulta to test out so I could tell you guys about it. I will say this, the shade swatches on Ulta look very off to me. So if you go there and you're like, oh my God, there's not a big range of shades, go over to Deciem's website and you can see that in the medium and dark skin tones, there are shades. They're just like skewing. Like on my computer screen, they looked really light. I was like, that's their like medium dark shade. And it looked like pale beige. But then you go see the swatching, you know, when you Google image search the swatches, there is a range of shades. So I'm excited to try that. Okay, Tresemme, the hair brand, is under fire for an ad that appeared on the website for Clicks, a retailer in South Africa. I don't know if you're going to be able to find the ad because I think they've done a good job taking it off, but I saw it right when it happened and it is not good. It showed four types of hair labeled and two that showed black women. One of them said frizzy and dull. The other said dry and damaged. And then it had a picture of straight blonde lady hair and it was labeled as, quote, normal. First of all, I hate when beauty brands call anything normal. Even skin types sometimes we're not calling normal now because there is no normal. Second of all, the racism that's inherent in calling the white hair normal and the other hair dry and damaged. Also, the one lady had like a lovely fro. It was not like dry and frizzy.
Yeah.
Clearly problematic. So right after this went up, Clicks apologized. And then, so then that was September 5th. September 7th, Tresemme apologized. They knew they had made a mistake. But then I was so interested to see this. I thought the timing was curious. On September 9th, Tresemme here in the United States launched a Future Stylist Fund, which is a great thing, a $100,000 scholarship fund for black female hairstylists. Mm. Immediately, I was cynical and I was like, oh, is this their like mea culpa for the South Africa ad? But clearly, it's been in the works for a lot longer than that. And I was reading about it on Women's Wear Daily, and this is actually on Women's Wear Daily. They didn't mention the South Africa thing. I don't think you can promote this whole scholarship fund without mentioning, you know, what else is going on with this brand. I thought that was very weird that maybe they hadn't seen yet the news in South Africa, but who knows. On that note, I'm going to end on a high note. This freaking fund is really cool. If you are a black hairstylist, you should absolutely apply, get that company's money, teach them what's up so things like this never happen again. Yeah. Applications are open until October 18th. The website is Tresemme Future Stylists Fund.com. I'll put a link on our blog. And one of our former guests, Ursula Steven, is on the winner selection committee, which is really cool. And she's been on the show twice. Now that I'm thinking about that, if you want to listen to her main episode, that's episode 66. Okay, gather around in the science corner, kiddies. Have you ever noticed how vegan red lipsticks tend to skew really warm? Like all the red shades from like the vegan natural brands are kind of orangey. For a long time, that was because there weren't a lot of good blue-red pigments that were also vegan. In 2019, a couple came out. One, BASF, a chemical producer, created a special pigment, called Chione Electric Fuchsia. I might be saying that wrong. That helped create a bright bluish red. The thing is, it is made from iron oxides. It's a chemical base. They use chemicals to get it to the color it is. Not exactly natural. But just last week, Givaudan Active Beauty launched Red 1805, very glamorous name, a pigment made from a Chinese red radish. There's this little radish over in China that grows that has a really deep red pigment, and they were able to harvest that to make a true red that is both vegan and natural. So if you're interested in both those things, you want a clean beauty brand that's also vegan, and you've always wanted like your true red lipstick, I bet you it's coming soon because this is a good thing for natural cosmetics. Last, I don't know if this is beauty news, but just like you got pissed off with the elephants in the CBD, I wanted to throw in a like, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of story. A salon owner in England, a hair salon owner, posted an ad seeking a, quote, happy hairstylist. I have the ad. It's actually adorable. It says, you know, you have to be fully qualified, blah, blah, blah. This is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply. Cute, right? The woman immediately got a call from someone who said they were from the DWP, which is the Department of Works and not Works in Progress. You lived in Britain. What is it?
I don't know what DWP is.
Saying it was discriminatory. I was like, wait, what? Apparently, they said it was discriminatory against sad people. So it wasn't like...
God.
And of course, like Daily Mail, Fox News, BBC, everybody picks up on this and we're like, what has our state of political correctness come to that this is where we are? Very quickly, though, that was all the news. That made the news and then everybody stopped talking about it. The DWP actually apologized and it was an error all along. Over eagle, like paralegal working at the DWP. He was like, oh no, that's discriminatory against sad people like me, picking up the phone and calling this poor salon owner. And the whole thing just made me giggle. It's not true. Of course, they didn't have a discriminatory like posting.
I think they just probably mean like cheerful disposition. I don't know.
And I guess this person was reading it as like, what about people suffering from depression?
Fair, which is very,
a
yes.
mental. It's a disease. It's a mental yes. health problem. You can't exclude those people. But they just meant friendly disposition.
I think...
Like, if you can't have that in your hairstylist, what more do you
this
know?
This is some, like, really... Like, a real legal eagle, a real sharp-eyed, you know, reader, whoever they have there, is really checking this out.
A little overzealous, know, if you ask me. And I just think that's adorable. And I'll put a link to the salon and her little Instagram post. This poor woman, like, made worldwide news.
God.
She was like, I just didn't want to have any assholes working for me, you know?
Oh, my God.
And that is this week's beauty news.
Okay. Listen, there's a new ingredient town. It may not actually be new. It may have existed for years, but Jen and I just discovered it. It's called tranexamic acid.
That's right.
It sounds painful. Tranexamic. I don't know if I want to be tranexamed.
I actually, like, I feel like we know a lot of ingredients and what they do over 20 years of learning about, like, from dermatologists and estheticians about products.
Oh, Jen, I haven't been working for 20 years. I'm quite young.
Okay, sorry, whatever. I'm speaking for myself
I'm joking,
here.
I'm joking. No, so 20 years is totally know, safe, totally accurate.
So this summer, we started working with two skincare companies. So I, like, quit all my normal skincare because I wanted to use them. Mm-hmm. Curology, who was one of our sponsors,
yes.
and Strivectin, who was one of our sponsors.
Yes.
So the only stuff I've been using is my Curology personalized cream and my Strivectin. This, by the way, is not paid content, but this is how I'm just telling you how I figured this out. And there's this brown spot on my cheek that started to fade. Now, I know it's not from the striatbectin because I started using that earlier, and that just is like a brightening and my skin textures better.
Yes.
And then when I started using the Curology, which had like barely a dose of retinol, which maybe can help with spots, but not really. I was like, why is this spot fading? I've been using this stuff like 2.5 weeks. So I was like, the only thing new.
Did you put it directly on the spot?
No, I put it all over my face.
Okay, okay.
Just, you know, I followed the instructions. The only thing different in all of the ingredients was this tranexamic acid. So then I was like, what is this stuff? I had no idea. And I thought if I didn't know that our listeners might not know.
I don't see it in a lot of other products, to be honest.
You're right, you don't. In fact, I was looking around, and I'll tell you the products it's in because I think this is interesting. The Inkey List has a tranexamic acid treatment with 2%. SkinCeuticals has a SkinCeuticals discoloration defense with 3%. And then there's like a Good Molecules discoloration correcting serum that has a derivative of, I'm just going to call it TXA. That's what some of the doctors call it, TXA at 2%. So not a lot of companies are using it. Here's what it is. Okay, a synthetic analog of the amino acid lysine. So it actually was discovered in, I believe, the 60s. It's an oral drug.
Oh, that helps. So it's more than a few years old.
Yeah, okay, but like in topicals, it's new. Hold on. Okay. So it's to staunch bleeding. It has only gained popularity as a topical depigmenting agent in the last 5 to 6 years. Curology puts it in its products. It says it lightens dark spots and soothes redness. And then I did a review of research, and there are a couple studies about 2% and 5% topical. Again, it started out as an oral drug, and you can actually take it orally for melasma off-label, but I'm not getting into that, for the treatment of melasma. Topically, it can help fade melasma. It can also help fade ultraviolet-induced pigmentation and other post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. It may also even reduce vascularity and redness. So that was good too, because I realized my rosacea wasn't flaring, even though I had stopped with that probiotic thing I had been using that had been helping.
The Aurelia.
But the redness didn't, yeah. So the redness didn't come back. So I think it might be helping with that for me as well. So right now, it's not in a lot of products, but there are drug clinicals underway. So two clinicals, one testing if it will fade melasma, and one testing whether or not it can help with other forms of hyperpigmentation. So I know what you're thinking now, but go ahead and ask me questions.
I'm thinking, can I put this on my legs that are all spotty right now? My legs are so spotty. Like, does it come in a body size serum? But
no,
sure.
No, I thought you were going to ask, well, how come it's not a drug if there's FDA clinical trials and then yet it's in over-the-counter products?
That's not what I was going to ask, Jen. That's not how my brain works, but okay.
Well, I'm going to answer that question instead. A, you could take your Curology. I don't remember what your formula is, but if it has
I understand.
It,
yeah. Why, like, if, yeah. Why is it not
or
a drug?
Or you can buy
it's
yourself
so
some SkinCeuticals and dip it, take a bath in it.
Yes.
In the discoloration defense. Sure. It'll help your legs. So I wanted to remind everybody of how it works in the United States. Whether a product, this is from the FDA directly, whether a product is a cosmetic or a drug under the law is determined by the product's intended use, not the ingredients. So different laws and regulations apply to each type of product. Some companies can violate the law by marketing a cosmetic as a drug with a drug claim.
Mm.
So if, like, I'll just make up, like, skin, glowy skin company decides it's going to put TXA in its product and says, this will cure your melasma. They have just given it a drug claim.
Yeah.
They are now in trouble with the FDA. But if they soften their language and they say, it's brightening.
Right.
Or it might help fade discoloration, or it might help even skin tone, it is considered a cosmetic. So I've noticed in the last 3 to 4 years, and the first research around topical use of this was maybe 6 years ago, it's been sneaking its way into some formulas. And I think that's because brands realize it freaking works on brown pigmentation and other ways. And it, because it's not yet a drug for certain uses, they can continue to put it in over-the-counter products.
Well, Jen, I definitely have been, you know, even though I haven't been out a lot this summer, like just, I get spotty and I'm getting spottier as I get older. So I definitely am going to look into this ingredient.
I think that you should. I'm intrigued. And I think people have to keep an eye out because I bet we're going to see it in more topicals soon.
For sure. Thank you.
For sure. You're welcome.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, well, listen, it is early September when we are recording this. And actually, oh my gosh, September's flying by so fast. It's almost mid-September. Gosh. Well, now is when normally, in the before times, as you said, Jen, the other day on our Instagram, which made me laugh, we would be telling you about all of the hot looks on the New York City runways of Fashion Week. But we are sitting at home right now. But Fashion Week is definitely different in 2020. And New York started this past weekend. There were a few live shows that are taking place outdoors with fewer than 50 guests. But we are interested in having a very different conversation about the fashion industry right now. We want to talk about a very interesting model agency that is working to fight body fascism. And The Guardian actually did a little chat about this or a little article about this over the summer that really stuck with me. There is an agency.
Zibidi, best name ever. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, Zibidi. It's a UK-based agency. And they focus on in the piece a girl named Ellie. I'm going to call her Goldstein. Maybe she's a Goldstein. Maybe she's a Goldstein. But the piece talked about this girl, Ellie Goldstein. She's an 18-year-old model. She has Down syndrome. But the big deal with Ellie is that she was in an ad this summer for Gucci. And on Gucci's Instagram, she's advertising Gucci's new mascara, and she's wearing this like really pretty kind of like 70s dress. She looks amazing. It's beautiful center part of hair. Her skin is like gorgeous. It is like
also her brows. How do people get their brows to like spike up like that? Ellie, let's talk. Okay, go on.
Oh my God, like her skin looks like a milkmaid from like the Netherlands, like a Flemish painting.
It's freaking Gucci beauty.
She looks gorgeous. This was the most liked post ever for Gucci. And we know that Gucci is huge on social media. So it brings up this conversation that ZBD is trying to bring across, is that
They said the woman from ZBD, Laura Johnson, she's the director. She said, "We hope that the Gucci campaign is the tipping point for an inclusion revolution across luxury fashion." I love that she's talking about luxury fashion, because luxury fashion is really leading the big dialogue in terms of inclusivity in the fashion industry. I think about PS ZBD is also working with, you know, a lot of fancy clients, including even brands like H&M, which do a lot of cool stuff. I've been thinking about where we are in the fashion industry when it comes to inclusivity with not just, you know, people of color, but people of all abilities. And I did a
piece. And all sizes.
Also, yeah, sir. Oh my God.
So we've made some progress in the size front, I think, in the last couple fashion weeks, I've noticed.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, we think about like women and like, let's be real, these are not women who look like the average, you know, lady in
they're
the U.S.
They're beautiful.
Like Ashley Graham, Paloma, she just goes by Paloma. But Paloma, these women are on the covers of Vogue and everything, but they still look like, you know, anyone would like kill to look like them. They don't look like your average bear. But with ability and disability, I still think it's a minority group that we don't acknowledge. I wrote about this for Teen Vogue a while ago. If I can find the link, we can put it on the blog.
We'll definitely put it on the blog if it's still there.
Yeah, it's really a group that we don't talk about. According to the CDC, 26% of adults in the United States have some type of disability. It really, when I wrote this
piece
a while ago, we talked about it as like this kind of invisible minority, because you don't always see it too. It's invisible because we're not talking about it. So you can look at it like that, but a lot of it is a disability that you may not always see. So it could be something that, like, you know, the person is not in a wheelchair, the person is not, doesn't have something that you can see just by looking at them or speaking to them. But these are groups that, there's no argument about it. They are marginalized. They have struggles. They do not feel, you know, represented at all in media, but we are not putting them in fashion campaigns. We are not angry in the same way, taking to social media in the same way. And to see that this modeling agency is making, you know, waves
and
about
Gucci.
It. And Gucci.
Because I know the people that worked on that shoot too.
Oh, cool. But, go on.
Were also had disabilities. They were people with disabilities, some of them, the photographer included. So it was like—
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
They did their homework and the whole thing. Yeah.
Here are just some things to know about, like, okay, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about disabilities. They say disability means, like, and this is not just the gamut of it. So if I'm not mentioning something, that doesn't mean I'm excluding it. But like mobility, cognition, independent living, if you can't, you know, do things alone, hearing, vision, self-care, like that difficulty dressing or bathing. It's really something that we're having these conversations, and I think it's awesome that we are talking about inclusivity at all. But sometimes I worry that we still have some really big blind spots, and we can't hit everything,
But you know what I was thinking about this whole thing? We used to think, okay, the job of a model, if you think about it in the general sense of fashion, is to, let's just say for fashion, sell clothing. Really? That is the bottom line. They are paid by the fashion company. They're wearing new clothes. You're looking at them. Back in the day, in the 1940s, models were not glamorized. That was just the lady that was wearing the coat as she walked down the thing so the rich ladies could decide if they wanted it or not.
Yeah.
They are salespeople.
Yeah.
And so somewhere along the line, they became this notion of beauty, and they became like these epitome of beauty. But I feel like we need to go back to a model is someone who sells things, and you can't see, you can't be what you can't see. You know how people say that?
Yeah.
Who said that? Someone said that recently that we talked about on the show. And like, if you want to sell to everybody, you need to be inclusive in your selling. So this isn't like, yes, beauty should be inclusive too, but it's also like, what do you just, you don't want 26% of Americans' money? Dumb fashion company?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be representative. And I mean, I know I'm speaking like a business person, and I'm making it not touchy feel good, which it also is. But like, it's just like this job of modeling became this thing that really wasn't, in a way that made a lot of men and women feel bad about themselves. And I feel like not only should we see more people represented like that look like what America and the world really looks like, but we should get back to what the job really is, which is just like showing you other people like you so you can know what the freaking clothes and makeup stuff looks like.
No,
and still be creative and glamorous and all that, but it doesn't have to be like an unrealistic ideal.
I think you're totally right. I think you can absolutely still, like, you know, make things look beautiful
and luxurious,
I think we can have it always. We can have, I think fashion is trying to reconcile, how do we remain aspirational? How do we preserve our brand DNA of luxury and aspiration and all of these words that are like, you know, etched in stone with their brands? But at the same time, how do you show something like disability, which, you know, is a topic that is not, you know, the most comfortable to talk about.
Yeah.
It's not something that goes hand in hand with the images that they've been portraying for forever. But I have to tell you, like, you know, if I would want to patronize a brand that, it, you know, we talk about this all the time, like younger customers, they want to see their values reflected. And I'm not the youngest customer in the world, but I have to tell you, I would want to patronize Gucci if they're showing people who look like, you know,
everyone that you see when you walk outside the door.
And like that are making decisions that are in line with like what's going on with the world.
And just speaking about like fashion weeks in general, clearly the pandemic has like changed how we're going to be doing business going forward. But when they pick back up again, I kind of like the idea of them being more entertainment. Like a lot of people in fashion lament like, oh, it just used to be about like the beauty and showing the, like they've turned into entertainment spectacles. So let them be that. Maybe have your sales happen another way. And entertainment should be like fun and inclusive and good for everyone. And I'd want to sit and look at clothes that like are on people reflected that look like the people in society.
I love that.
And there's like good music. Like I feel like we need to
just rethink the whole. Can there be food?
And oh my God, there should be food. Like, don't touch the models while you're eating the Bloody Mary popcorn.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I just think these, like, just these straight, narrow lanes of what fashion is or a fashion show is, I feel like come 2021, it's anyone's game. So this fashion week's gonna be weird. We're still, I feel like, gonna report on like what trends we see. And hopefully, one of those trends is more people with disabilities and people of all races, colors, creeds, sizes, you know, inclusivity. But like, we'll still report on what's going on. But come spring, all bets are off.
Let's see what happens.
Awesome. I'm ready for it too.
Let's do it. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. We have a good one this week from a makeup artist, Bianca.
Hi, Jess and Jen, and greetings from Oxfordshire. Firstly, I wanted to say thank you so much for doing your wonderful podcast. I enjoy it so much. It makes me feel like I'm back in the States, which obviously I can't be at the moment because we're not allowed in. But that aside, I would like to raise a wand to beaker bottles. Now, I know you've got them over there in the US as well. I have pretty much started collecting them. They're so great. And I think they're a beauty product because hydration obviously makes your skin look amazing. So that's great. My favorite one that I just bought is like a massive liter bottle. And it's got like this spiky silicone outside case, which is meant to be kind of a bit like a stress ball as well. It's really good for relieving anxiety, which I love. I've also got this sort of smaller counterpart, which if anyone knows Doctor Who, it kind of looks like a little mini Dalek, which is really cute. I take mine everywhere when I'm working out and I always get lots of compliments. So yeah, I just wanted to raise a wand to that. And if I'm allowed another product, I would also like to raise a wand to the Kosas face oil, which I discovered when I was working at an event for Goop. Yeah, it's incredible. It's really, really nice. It gives really sheer coverage. It's not heavy on the skin. I use it. I'm a makeup artist and I use it on my clients a lot. And my name's Bianca Powell. I don't know if I was supposed to say that at the beginning. Maybe I did. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Bianca. That was fun. Also, I literally am looking at my beaker bottle right now. It's what I have on the side of my bed. It's what Eric has on the side of his bed. And the little gummy sleeve that it goes in is actually quite nice. I have not tried that face oil though. Thanks, Bianca. Oh, if you want to have your voice be on the podcast, that's what I'm supposed to say, right? You can call us, leave a voicemail, 646-481-8182, or send us a voice memo. That's what Bianca did. That's why she sounded so fabulous and clear. Email that little voice memo recording to info@fatmascara.com. Jess, do you want to go first and raise your wand, or shall I?
I'm going to raise my wand. I'm going to raise my wand. I still can't get over Kim Kardashian raising a wand.
Multiple times.
I know. We didn't even ask her to. Sorry. And I'll stop soon. It's just so funny. She's like, what did she say? I'm going to wand raised or something.
Yeah, she said it a couple different ways.
I know. I was like, you do whatever you want with that lady. You raise that wand. You raise it, Kim. Okay. So here is what I'm raising a wand to. I am trying to calm down at the end of the night. Oh, for God's sake, it's out of stock.
The best ever. You just said, I am trying to calm down. Oh, for God's sakes, it's out of stock. Like, that was the most Jess sentence I've ever heard. I love it. Do you want me to go first while you find something else?
Yes, I'm so angry.
I'm leaving this in the show because this is how it really works, folks. I will tell you about mine. I've given up on when I go outdoors doing lipstick. Even the transfer-proof ones, they still get on the inside of the mask because it is so humid inside that mask. And so I was like, well, what is good for humidity? A damn moisturizing mask. Why don't I use the mask to work with me as a treatment? So I've taken to putting on the Laneige lip sleeping mask, which I can never remember to do at night, even though everybody says it's so great for moisturizing. I put it on before I go out because no one's going to see my mouth anyway. And then I feel like the heat and the moisture of being inside of the mask actually helps it penetrate better. Like, my lips have never been so soft and plump. I'm not even kidding. And I think it's because of this. And I just want to say the new gummy bear flavor, which is adorable, gummy bear flavor, whatever. It's grape. Not just because it's in a purple thing. It's very grapey tasting. It's delicious, though. But they have like 20 flavors, so if you're not into that, do a lip mask while you're inside your mask. Mask on, mask on, mask. It's genius.
Mask on, mask on, mask. That's cute. Jen, look what I have next to my bed.
Is that a lip mask?
Yeah, it's the Laneige lip mask.
Oh, it's the same one, but you have a different flavor than I do.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Okay, vanilla. So I've been using gummy bear. What? Well, you can't raise a wand to that now. You have to pick. Okay, you can if you want. What are you raising a wand to?
Wait, oh, you know what? I was going to do a double wand. This is a bonus double wand.
Okay, love it. Go.
A lot of your products I do check out after. Like, I quietly check them out. I'm like, if Jen likes this so much, what's the deal? I have been using for years, and I've never told you about this, the Oral-B like floss that you recommended like 4 years ago.
Sometimes when I'm at a loss for a new razor wand, I'm like, can I just talk about the floss again?
It's so great. It's the best floss.
Hugs
out there.
Your teeth. Your dentist will be so happy. Like, every time I go to the dentist, they tell me they're all crooked and whatever, but they're like, but it does look like you've been flossing.
I had a quinoa salad the other day that was probably the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth. I was finding quinoa in there I was flossing with 10 minutes and it was like uncovering like little, it was like the teeniest quinoa.
Like an al dente quinoa salad.
Oh my God.
Hours later, sometimes days, you'd be like, what's that thing?
And I was so hungry, okay, that I was eating the quinoa so fast and like there wasn't like,
you're like,
it was
just
unsatisfying.
Get in there. I'm not going to move my tongue around. Just stick in there. It's fine.
There was nothing else in the salad. There wasn't enough like cheese or like vegetables. So it was just like,
oh no, you need a feta like, and a walnut in a quinoa salad.
No, I was just like throwing it into my mouth. Like, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so hungry. I was at someone's house.
but you had like a million pieces of quinoa. But
yes, I was in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. Anyway, I got every little nook and cranny.
Because it's so super skinny. It gets in there.
Yeah. Don't get the store brand floss. I make that mistake. And then you know what? It's shredding up. I've like cut myself. No. Get the Oral-B Glide. So here is my razor wand. So I gave you a beauty razor
wand. That's your razor wand.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. You know what? I'm saving my other razor wand for next episode.
Save it for your birthday episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll see you on Thursday, birthday girl. And I'll see you guys too. See you next week. Sorry. Ignore
next
that.
Episode.
Next episode. See you next episode.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.